Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. We're here to recap Monday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Tuesday. So let's get popping on some news and notes from Monday. The Reds and Angels game was postponed due to the field not being playable after Sunday's storm that went through Southern California. They will play a doubleheader on Wednesday. Shohei Ohtani is expected to pitch game one of that doubleheader as of now. Other Angels news, Mike Trout was going to possibly return on Monday. Now reports say he will return on Tuesday. Wednesday at the latest. So let's hope for a Tuesday return for one Mike Trout. The Atlanta Braves placed Yonny Chirinos on the IL with right elbow inflammation, which allowed Winans to pitch on Monday. That did not go well, but Chirinos on the IL might mean a few more starts for Mr. Winans going forward. More Braves news. Ozzie Albies is eligible to return from the IL on Friday, and he should return without any rehab games necessary, as he's been working out on the side with the team, and they are good to go with the way he is producing. Mentioned on yesterday's show, Emerson Hancock left his start after two innings. He was placed on the IL on Monday with a right shoulder strain. If you are rostering Emerson Hancock, you do not have IL spaces available. He's pretty much a safe drop in my books. Mariners also reinstated J.P. Crawford from the 7-day IL, concussion IL, and he returned to the leadoff duties on Monday. A's, they reinstated Ryan Noda from the IL, sending Luis Medina to the IL with a blister issue. And they also sent Tyler Soderstrom back to AAA as he has yet to produce at the level they had hoped for. Yankees made a couple moves and noises and sounds and excitement in the fantasy and real-life world on Monday. They recalled Oswald Peraza from AAA, which many were looking forward to. They're also going to call up prospect Everson Pereira. Pereira's been hitting .300 with 18 home runs and 11 stolen bases across AA and AAA. He's one of the prospects that many experts, dynasty prospect experts, have been expecting to get the call here soon. With the Yankees now 9 games out of a playoff spot, why not let the young players play? Yankees also promoted stud prospect Jason Dominguez to AAA, as he is a step closer to some big league action. Not sure if we'll see him in 2023, but he is on the cusp of making his Yankees debut. Lastly, the Yankees will activate Carlos Rodon to make the start on Tuesday for the Bronx. The Pirates, they'll call up Vinny Capra from AAA, placing Henry Davis on the IL with a strained hand, as Davis's production has dwindled big time since his call-up about a month ago. Diamondbacks, they also reinstated Evan Longoria from the IL and sending Kyle Lewis back to AAA, as Lewis has been getting yo-yoed back and forth all season long. The Marlins recalled Ryan Weathers from AAA on Monday. He made the start. Not a great start, but he made the start. They placed Johnny Cueto on the IL with a viral infection, so keep an eye on that situation. With Brian Wu coming off the IL, he will start on Tuesday for the Mariners, moving George Kirby to Wednesday. Apparently, according to beat reporters, it should be an interesting one on Wednesday, as it's expected to be 103 on game time. Zach Greinke is expected to return from the IL on Tuesday for the Royals. They are deciding if he's going to start the game. They're going to use an opener in the game, how it's going to play out. You probably don't care for fantasy reasons, but Greinke will be back on Tuesday, which if you do care for fantasy reasons, it's deciding which A's to potentially start. Eric Haas, who was designated for assignment over the weekend by the Detroit Tigers, was claimed off waivers by the Cleveland Guardians, who are always looking for some backup catching help. Luis Arraez left Monday's game for the Marlins with stomach cramps, so hopefully nothing too serious there. Maybe just had a bad case of Taco Bell before the game. Who knows? Kyle Wright of the Atlanta Braves is expected to begin a rehab assignment in single-A Rome on Thursday. He's been progressing well through his rehab. If the starts go well, he's expected to return sometime in early September, like maybe the second week of September. Mitch Haniger of the San Francisco Giants. He will start a rehab assignment on Tuesday. They're expecting him to need about a week or so to get his timing back and good to go. But his batting cage work and just the overall rehab from the broken arm has been pretty solid from what I've heard from Giants beat reporters. So Mitch Haniger should be back, I guess, in about 10-ish days, give or take. Red Sox have not scheduled any imaging on Jaren Duran's injured toe, and they are just debating if he could go to the IL or he just kind of heals through this. So Tuesday will be a big day to see what the Red Sox are going to do with the outfielder Jaren Duran. The Mackenzie Gore, he left his last start with a blister issue when he was dealing in that start. Blisters apparently healed up just fine, and he will start on Wednesday for the Washington Nationals. Underdog Fantasy, everybody. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with the promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to start playing with. We have 15 games on Monday, so some early looks that I'm liking. Drew Smyly over 4 strikeouts against the Detroit Tigers. Tigers are swinging good bats. Smyly can give up runs. He still manages to get strikeouts, though. So I like Smyly over 4 Ks. Pete Alonso over 8 fantasy points. I would not be shocked if Alonso finds the cheap seats on Tuesday as the Mets take on Bryce Elder. J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez is the day off on Monday. He'll be back on Tuesday. I like the over 9 fantasy points. Keep that red-hot bat going. He takes on Mike Clevinger and the Chicago White Sox. And Jesus Luzardo has been bad. It's the nicest way I could put it of late. Takes on the San Diego Padres. I like over 2.5 earned runs against Jesus Luzardo in that one. All right, everybody. That's Underdog Fantasy again. UnderdogFantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, and you'll get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Just a friendly reminder, you must be at least 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, some hitting highlights from Monday. Cal Raleigh and the Mariners put up a 14 spot on Tuki Toussaint and the White Sox. We were all over that in DFS. Raleigh went 3-for-5 with a double, 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, and 6 RBIs as the big dumper keeps showcasing his power, but the average is less to be desired. Over Raleigh's last 12 games, he's hitting .229 with 3 doubles, 6 home runs, 8 runs scored, and 14 RBIs. Chaz McCormick continues to do great things at the plate. On Monday, McCormick went 2-for-5 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. Over his last 10 games, McCormick's hitting .350 with 4 home runs, 7 runs scored, 7 RBIs, and a stolen base. He has been a great 5-category roto player this season, and hopefully Michael Brantley potentially returning soon does not affect Chaz McCormick. Spencer Torkelson, I'm going to keep mentioning him because he's still not rostered nearly, and it's like less than 50% still in Yahoo leagues. Torkelson 4-for-5 with a double, a home run, 3 runs scored, and an RBI on Monday. Over Tork's last 9 games, he's hitting .455 with 4 doubles, 6 homers, 11 runs scored, and 8 RBIs. He's even touched in a stolen base. It's going to be a fun discussion in 2024. I've already been having it in some of my other podcasts and Bench with Bubba and Bubba and the Bloom. That where will Torkelson go? Is he a top 100 player? I think so. Where does he land in the world of first baseman? Is he Christian Walker territory? That's where it'll get fun in 2024. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Starting pitching highlights from Monday, Michael Waka got the job done. 5 1/3, 1 earned, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 7 Ks against the Miami Marlins. They had 12 whiffs and a 34% CSW. Waka's now made 2 starts since coming off the IL. 10 1/3 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 3 walks, and 12 strikeouts. He was pitching great before he got hurt, pitching great after. It's kind of a smoke and mirrors thing. I kind of compared Waka earlier in the year to old school Adam Wainwright, where he gets older and he's like, how's he doing it? He keeps getting the job done. Eventually, it'll fall off a cliff. Might not be this season, though. So Michael Waka is a guy that's definitely streamable in proper formats. Paul Blackburn, who I was a big fan of this week, is his 2-start week. Went 6 innings, 2 earned, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts on Monday night against the Royals. Blackburn had 11 whiffs and a 32% CSW. Over his last 6 starts, he's thrown 36 innings, allowed 9 earned runs, 36 strikeouts. Blackburn's been a great source of strikeouts and decent ratios overall this season. Then Jordan Montgomery, Jomo, I just love this man. 8 shutout innings against Arizona, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. He had 16 whiffs and a 29% CSW. Over Montgomery's last 5 starts, he's thrown 32 innings, allowed 8 earned runs, and struck out 29. He is just a steady Eddie producer that I still laugh that the Yankees traded him to the Cardinals last year. Then the Cardinals deal him to Texas. Such a great pitcher. Keeps getting dealt all over the place to contenders to kind of showcase how good he really is. Can't wait to see what kind of contract he gets in the coming seasons. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Monday. Not much, folks. Mark Leiter Jr. got his 4th save of the season as Adbert Alzolay got the night off, as he's been just a monster in recent weeks. But pretty much that is all she wrote in the saves department, as even Will Smith blew the save in the 11th inning against the D-backs. So a lot of blowouts on Monday, not a lot of room for saves. So make sure to read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look ahead to Tuesday and I give you a little sappy comment, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Sappy comment time. I know you all saw it, especially if you're in the Discord and if you're just on Twitter. Alex Fast will be leaving PitcherList, and he did not ask me to say this. Neither did Nick. No, nobody asked me to say this, but I just want to give good luck to Alex Fast. He's been a great friend, a great person in the community. He's doing amazing things for MLB on all kinds of formats, ESPN, Masson, and others. He's a gift to all of us, and I can't wait to see what his next step is. But more importantly, great person, great friend. So congrats to Alex Fast on what is to come in his future. All right, some DFS targets on Monday of a 12-game main slate starting at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitching I'm liking, Yusei Kikuchi has just been outstanding. He's going up against Baltimore. Jonathan Gray is very cheap going up against Arizona. And then Grayson Rodriguez is very cheap as well going up against Toronto. So those are three arms I'm really looking at on this Tuesday slate. Bats, Pittsburgh versus Adam Wainwright. Just keep targeting Adam Wainwright. Pretty simple stuff there. Dodgers versus Thor. Noah Syndergaard for those keeping track at home. So I like that one. Atlanta versus McGill. Atlanta pretty much every day. And then I love the Mets versus Elder. I've been fading Elder for a long time now. It's been paying off beautifully over like the last month. Keep doing it. So like Pittsburgh and the Mets could be fun little stacks on Tuesday. Some things I'm looking forward to. The homer in me wants to see how Kyle Harrison does in his debut against the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm not expecting great things from Harrison, especially in fantasy production. He's been going 3-4 innings in most of his starts. He has improved on the walks we talked about on yesterday's show. I just want to see how he does. I think he'd be great with an opener. That's what I wish they would do. So let's see how Kyle Harrison does against Philadelphia. Yusei Kikuchi against Grayson Rodriguez. Talked about liking them in DFS. I like the matchup. You got Toronto versus Baltimore. You got some playoff implications potentially. Good AL East series kicking off there in Baltimore. Kikuchi, Grayson, liking that one. Carlos Rodon's return from the IL should be a fun one in the Bronx. Also, Tanner Houck is returning from the IL after getting hit in the face of the line drive and getting a metal plate put in his face. So looking forward to seeing how he bounces back. His rehab starts were great. He looked really, really good. And he takes on the Houston Astros and Justin Verlander. So a really good matchup there. You know, Paxton and Javier, not great on Monday, kind of how we expected things to go. Let's see how Houck and Verlander do. Both these offenses are clicking right now. Should be a fun matchup there. Then Jesus Lizardo versus Snell. Lefty-lefty matchup. nightcap in San Diego. Luzardo, like I mentioned earlier with Underdog, has been very, very bad of late. It has not been good for Jesus Lizard. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him versus Blake Snell, who the walks have been creeping up for Snell, but still very, very productive. So that should be a fun matchup as well. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before I head on out, reminder, pitcherlist.com. For some reason, if you're listening to this and not watching it or checking them out, you got to go check them out. All the great free written and podcasts and much, much more content that they provide over there. And then go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it. I promise. Gets you in the awesome Discord, plus even more content. Plus, you'll be at the front of the line for all the new great stuff that PitcherList is developing down the road. So go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. Hope you guys enjoyed your Monday. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday and get you ready for Wednesday on the diamond. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast Tuesday, August 22nd edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.